It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Your shot, he scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Blagans.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show, and we've got a lot to send your way here this morning. As always, Doug Plagans here with you, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning, getting things going early, right in the middle of this quick northeastern road trip for the Panthers. Panthers, of course, kicked off the trip last night with a win in dramatic fashion, 3-2 in a shootout over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Tonight for the Panthers, it's the last game before the break as they visit the New York Islanders. Patrick Waugh, head coach Patrick Waugh, and the New York Islanders. Tonight we've got you covered, beginning with Panthers preview at 7 o'clock. 7:30, we're dropping the puck. You can listen to us on 560 WQAM if you're in South Florida, right there on our flagship home, 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, Real Radio 101.7 the Treasure Coast. We've got you covered on the Panthers app, as always. So many different places to tune in. By the way, if you don't have the Panthers app, make sure you get it. Hit that radio button, top right corner of the main screen, and you'll be able to get our game, get our broadcast every single night, wherever you are. So make sure you get that Panthers app. But coming to you from New York City today, the Panthers getting ready to take on the New York Islanders tonight at 7:30. And like I said, we're on the air at 7 o'clock. And then the Panthers will have a little bit of time to catch their breath, looking for win number 31 on the season. As we roll along here in Panthers Insider, not only will we take a look ahead at tonight's contest, Panthers and the Islanders here in New York, but we'll look back at the week that was. Panthers have won their last three games, dating back to Monday's win in Nashville, so we'll take you through everything that's happened since then. We'll have that for you coming up here on Panthers Insider. We will visit with Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com and the Territory Talk podcast coming up at about halfway through the program, I should say. We'll check in with Jameson in about 30 minutes' time or so. We'll go through what's happening tonight for the Panthers here on the island. We will talk about what's going on across the rest of the National Hockey League. We'll preview the rest of the day's action in the NHL. We've got tons of sound bites coming your way from the week that it was. So again, lots to get to as we head through this hour of Panthers Insider, and the Panthers getting ready to take on the New York Islanders tonight, fresh off a 3-2 shootout win last night in Pittsburgh. So, again, a lot to get to here over the course of the program. As far as the schedule ahead for the Panthers, what are they looking at here, you might ask? Well, tonight on the island, taking on the Islanders, going to be a 7:30 face-off. Then for the Panthers, they'll have the break, All-Star break coming up. Panthers will resume action coming up on February the 6th. So that'll kick off a three-game homestand for the Panthers when they meet the Philadelphia Flyers. Tuesday, February 6th at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. You don't want to miss any of that. It's a home-heavy month of February for the Panthers, and it makes sense that it would be a home-heavy month of February because for the Panthers, tonight is their 26th road game. And they're already looking for win number 31. So for the Panthers, from a scheduling perspective, to have the record that they have after going through the road grind that they have in the first chunk of the season, this is something that's going to prove to be a scheduling luxury for the Panthers down the road. The fact that they're going to have so many road games out of the way. The Panthers only have one more regular season game outside the Eastern time zone. So for the Panthers, it's going to be a lot more north-south travel. None of it's easy, but when you get into the late grind of the regular season and the points are magnified and you're in a playoff race for the Panthers, doing the north-south travel within the time zone is much more manageable than doing the east-west travel crossing from time zone to time zone. So the Panthers only have one more game left outside the Eastern time zone. That's a game in Dallas in March. That's certainly going to prove to be advantageous from a scheduling standpoint for the Panthers. But again, we'll get to some of the week that was here in just a moment. Panthers fans, Student Rush is back for this season. Come party with your Panthers once again. Enjoy student exclusive pricing for select games. Go to floridapanthers.com/rush for game dates and more information. And folks, the Panthers Value Pack is back for this season. Each Value Pack includes Panthers tickets for four, a hot dog, popcorn, soda per ticket. Go to floridapanthers.com/Value Pack for more information. And that might come in handy for you because, as I mentioned, 7 home games out of 11 total games for the Panthers in the month of February. It starts on the 6th against the Philadelphia Flyers at 7 o'clock. That's a Tuesday night. The Panthers in the month of February will have Philadelphia coming in, Washington goes into Amerant Bank Arena twice. The Colorado Avalanche coming in on February 10th. You certainly don't want to miss that. That's a heavyweight matchup between the Panthers and the Avs on the 10th of February. Also, Ottawa, Buffalo, Montreal coming into Amerant Bank Arena. Some big Atlantic Division games there. So again, a lot of exciting opponents coming in February. You don't want to miss any of it. And FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK, your place to get all your Panthers tickets and all your Panthers ticket information. So with that said, let's get right into talking about the week that was for the Panthers. Going back to Monday in Nashville, seems like a long time ago at this point because the Panthers were, of course, on the road, then they went back home, then they went back on the road again where we are right now. But the Panthers got the win streak going, I should say, back on Monday in Nashville. So that's where we'll begin things. And we're not going to begin things with a highlight package. Before the game on Monday, spoke to Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. And Monday in Nashville, he coached his 1,812th National Hockey League game. That tied the longtime former Nashville coach, Barry Trotz, who's now Nashville's general manager, tied him for second on the NHL's all-time games coached list. And here's what Paul Maurice had to say about what it meant to tie Barry Trotz for that milestone with Barry Trotz in the building back on Monday.
It is, because I think for a long time we were kind of in underdog markets in some ways. You know, he in a lot of ways built this program, but smaller markets, clutch and grab, grind it out, and we both managed to figure out how to do it well enough to survive for a long time.
So Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there, ahead of coaching his 1,812th game in the National Hockey League. The Panthers hit the ice that night in Music City with the dads in attendance, Anthony Stolarz between the pipes, and the Panthers came out of it with a victory. Here are the highlights as they aired on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
And off the faceoff, Reinhardt, front of the net, a shot, he scores! Right off the draw, Sam Reinhardt took control, cut to the front of the net, and he gives the Panthers a 1-0 lead, a power play goal! Sam Reinhardt, his 34th goal of the season, and that's a new career high for him. Off the end boards, then handled by Bennett, and he'll swing it rink wide. Here's Verhaeghe up the right side of the high slot. Verhaeghe, a shot, he scores! Connor Verhaeghe gives the Panthers a 2-1 lead, 1 minute 11 seconds into the third period. Carter Verhaeghe out of the high slot. A wicked wrist shot there to beat Saros. And the Panthers are up a goal. Long shot from the line. Pinballing in front. Oh, what a save. Stolarz in front on Nyquist, who can't believe it. Anthony Stolarz leaning out with his trapper, and he's able to make an acrobatic save to keep the Panthers up a goal. One of the best saves you'll see anywhere, anytime. Off the faceoff, Montour with it. He's going to send this one all the way down. He scores! Brandon Montour on the empty net from almost the full length of the ice. Gives the Panthers a 3-1 lead, and that'll send everyone to the exits here in Nashville. Sissons, touch pass, near side, carried in by Novak, who tried to play it across. It bounces away for Hagee for Tkachuk. Tkachuk on the empty net, he scores, and it's 4-1 Panthers. Matthew Tkachuk with another empty netter. So the Panthers take a 4-1 lead here in Nashville, and anyone who stuck around after the first empty netter has seen enough after two Panthers empty net goals. And off the draw, the Predators have it. Favreau off to his left. Trennan walks in left circle. A shot and stick save made by Stolarz. Now Cole Smith out to the line. The Predators work it around. Favreau shakes away from some pressure. Backhand toward the net. Save Stolarz. And the puck played off to the far corner. And the Panthers able to get it clear. That's it for this one. The Panthers, a 4-1 win tonight on the road over the Nashville Predators. Anthony Stolarz, 27 saves in the win. And the Panthers get back into the win column here tonight in Nashville. A 4-1 win with the dads in attendance. The Panthers take care of business. 4-1. It's the Panthers over the Predators.
So a big night for the Panthers for a number of different reasons. Paul Maurice tied Barry Trotz for second on the NHL's all-time games coach list. The Panthers got a big win with the dads on the trip. Anthony Stolarz, you may have heard in the highlights there, the glove save he made in that third period on Gus Nyquist. The game was close, and that was a save that, let's just say, I don't think it does it justice unless you see it. It was an absolute huge save, as big a save as you're going to see, and especially considering that the game was close at the time. That was one the Panthers needed, and Anthony Stolarz came up with one of his biggest saves, one of the biggest saves we've seen anywhere all season long to help preserve that win. So, lots of different themes there. Sam Reinhart stayed red hot. You're going to notice more of that, of course, and as far as the Bennett, Verhaeghe, Tkachuk line, multi-point games for all three of them that night. That was Monday night's win in Nashville. So then the Panthers would go back home Wednesday night. They took on the Arizona Coyotes at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. And certainly subplots were aplenty for this one. You had Paul Maurice ready to move into sole possession of second place on the NHL's all-time games coach list. We'll get to that first. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice before Wednesday's game, as he was about to coach his 1,813th contest. I asked him what it meant to move into second on the NHL's all-time list.
The truth is, Doug, I woke up this morning and felt it. Like, I did, and I'm just being honest, because there's a whole bunch of cliches, right? It's about the team, I get all that. And then, yeah, this one feels different than the other one, because you know the life, and that's a lot of games, right? That's a lot of highs and lows. And I find myself in this kind of unusual position to kind of celebrate this with my family a little bit, that you survived it, because you are surviving at times, and I've had an unusual career. I mean, the first 18 years, we weren't a very good team over those, and we've had to scratch and claw a lot of nights. You felt like you needed the win to be able to come back to the rink the next day, and I find myself here with just a great staff and a great bunch of players and a really fun time to just truly enjoy the game. But I don't even think I can articulate it better than that, other than I woke up this morning and I felt it. And I didn't feel any other number or milestone that I hit. And this one I felt, and it was a good feeling.
Huge congratulations certainly were in order for Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. That was on moving into second place in the NHL's game's coach list there before the game on Wednesday night against the Arizona Coyotes. So, of course, you had huge congratulations in order to Paul Maurice. You also had the Panthers and the Coyotes meeting for the second time in the month of January, the second time this season, and the second and final time this season. The Panthers picked up a win over the Coyotes back on January 2nd, but of course there were some incidents in that game and some things that remain to be settled as these two teams hit the ice on Wednesday evening at Amerant Bank Arena. So right off the opening faceoff, Ryan Lomberg dropped the gloves with Jack McBain of the Coyotes. And then right after that, Jonah Gajewicz of the Panthers would drop the gloves with Liam O'Brien of the Arizona Coyotes. And this was a point of discussion during warmups. Anybody who was in the building early on Wednesday night would have seen some of the chatter that took place around center ice. And well, plain and simple, this is a Panthers team where you're going to have every guy willing to stand up for his teammates on a night-to-night basis. And this goes back to incidents that took place back on January 2nd. The scores were settled early on, and the fans were into it early on. And the Panthers went on to give the fans much more to cheer about on Wednesday evening as well. So the Panthers were able to march on to a 6-2 win. Here's how it sounded Wednesday night at Amerant Bank Arena.
A long shot from the far side, and they score, and that one was put on net from along the boards for Matthew Tkachuk, and it beat Vemelka upstairs through traffic, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead, 1 minute 53 seconds in. Near wing for Hagee, winds it around, far side, nice Tkachuk. He'll have it along the right boards, into the circle. Barkov takes over, straight on at the line. Montour, Barkov, right circle, down low. Tkachuk in front of shot, they score! And it's a power play goal for Sam Reinhart, and the Panthers take a 2-0 lead. The Panthers have doubled their lead. Here's Verhaeghe up the ice, looks to Bennett in the clear, walks in, shot, he scores! Sam Bennett makes it 3-0! 10:59 to go in the first, and Sam Bennett tacks on another one. And the Panthers are in full control early here tonight. Bukestad nudged it down to our left, in on Bobrovsky, who keeps it alive, swings it off the near boards. Carter Verhaeghe back in the end, and now it's brought on quickly. Anton Lundell, Matthew Tkachuk, right circle, walks in, Johnny.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
He scores! Matthew Tkachuk out of the right circle makes it 4-0 Panthers.
Sam Reinhart got it out to the blue line, didn't get it out of the zone, and now it's Lou Ostarine in.
to lug it along for the Panthers. Creates a two-on-one, a pass to Reinhart. Up the left side, Reinhart to the circle, back in, and gonna shut the score in Tom Lundell. Off a perfect setup from Reinhart. It's 5-0 Panthers.
And Orlet Kulikov, he's upended far side of the ice by O'Brien. Bukestad on the back, good played out the line, held in, played out front. Jonah Gadjevich back in, he scores! Jonah Gadjevich right out in front. He's able to sneak one. Pass from Elka on the backhand, and Jonah Gadjevich picks up his first goal in a Panthers uniform.
Mikula dumps it along down to our left, and the final seconds tick away. The Panthers take care of business tonight at home. 6-2 winners. The Panthers tonight over the Arizona Coyotes on home ice on a night when Paul Maurice moved into sole possession of second place on the NHL's all-time games coached list. The Panthers put an exclamation point on it. A 6-2 win tonight over Arizona. Back-to-back wins for the Panthers.
So a big win for the Panthers over the Arizona Coyotes on Wednesday for a number of different reasons. And, of course, in that game, Matthew Tkachuk picked up 3 points. You had Anton Lundell with a multi-point game. You had a lot of different Panthers getting on the score sheet that night. Sam Reinhart scored his 35th goal of the season, another multi-point game for Carter Verhaeghe. 3 assists, actually, for him in that one. So, again, lots of big-time individual performances. Sergei Bobrovsky, great in net, made 33 saves. Paul Maurice, as I mentioned, moved into sole possession of second place on the NHL's all-time games coached list. Here was Matthew Tkachuk post-game after the win over the Coyotes on Wednesday on his head coach, coaching game number 1813.
Yeah, he's been amazing, and that's a lot of games, and a lot of different players he coached and coached a few different teams, and it seems like he has success everywhere he goes. So I'm very lucky that we're able to play for him, has made me, I know I've said it a lot of times, but he's just made me a much better player than what I was before, and for that I'm very thankful, and just being surrounded by this group, and he gets the most out of us, and hopefully we can have a lot more success going forward throughout the season with him.
And in addition to that, Evan Rodriguez of the Panthers right here on Paul Maurice coaching game number 1813.
Yeah, it's a testament to him. It's a testament to his ability to be able to adapt to, you know, different eras, different players, you know, different games. You know, it was a different game 20 years ago, you know, than it is now. So he's a hell of a coach, and it just speaks to his ability to, you know, adapt and you know, coach different eras. He makes you play the game the right way, and I think, you know, some people might see it as hard, but I think when players realize that it works, I think everyone has, you know, that respect for him, and you know, he knows what it takes to win, and when we play the way he wants us to, you know, we get results, and you know, once you get the results, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to go against what he's saying. So he's been great to me so far in, you know, my time with him, and yeah, you know, I can see why he's been here for so long.
So Evan Rodriguez right there, and speaking of Evan Rodriguez, the Panthers, after Wednesday's game against Arizona, would go on to take on one of his former teams. So it was off to Pittsburgh for the Panthers for last night's game, and the Panthers made it a third straight victory. It went past regulation time, but the Panthers were able to overcome falling behind 1-0 early in order to get the 3-2 shootout win last night. Here's how last night's win sounded, some of the highlights as they aired on the Panthers radio network.
Pass to the neutral zone. It's Evan Rodriguez. He'll swing it in along the far boards. That caroms around. Matthew Tkachuk near side. O'Connor and Ruedel in there against him for Pittsburgh. He holds on to it. Sam Bennett shuffles it out the line. Backing up Ekman Larson. A shot in a save. Mid rebound. They score right out in front. Evan Rodriguez there to tap it in with a backhand. And the Panthers tie the game with a power play goal of their own. Over on that far side of the ice, Verhaeghe in front. Tkachuk looking out front of the net. A shot. Reinhart couldn't get it through. Puck played to the line by Pettersson. Kept in far point. Ekman Larson across near side. Tkachuk in front. Reinhart, he scores. Sam Reinhart on the power play. And the Panthers take a 2-1 lead. A one-timer upstairs from Sam Reinhart. So Sam Reinhart takes over at center. The third shooter for the Panthers. Reinhart maneuvers in near circle, front of the net. Shot, he scores. Sam Reinhart. And the Panthers get it done in the shootout tonight. 3-2 the final score. The Panthers get the 2 points. And the Panthers have won 3 games in a row.
Three straight wins for the Panthers, seven straight road victories for the Panthers, and Sam Reinhart scoring in an eighth straight road game. He's got 36 goals on the season, plus he tacked on the shootout winner last night. Evan Rodriguez scored his eighth of the campaign to get the Panthers offense going in that first period. And, well, that was a game that certainly had some twists and turns, lots of special team sequences, of course, throughout that game. And the Panthers came away with a 3-2 shootout win a night ago. So for some thoughts on the victory from last night, first, here's Panthers winning goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky on the win last night in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it was, as you say, there was lots of PK reps, you know, and I thought guys did a great job. So it was kind of like one of those games when it's score tight, you know, 1-1, and every moment is a big moment. So it's, and I thought guys did a great job, you know, like defensively, they protect the middle very well. They let me see the puck. So it was good unit kills.
Sergei Bobrovsky, the winning goaltender from last night there on the victory in Pittsburgh. Here's Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Panthers defenseman, talking about how this Panthers team is just finding different ways to win games.
I think we have talked about it all year. We're winning in different ways, and that's the strength of our team. I mean, we'll let it lay one in and still find a way to get out of this one with 2 points, and I think that says a lot about us as a team and what kind of guys we have in this room. That's something that we bring with us and keep working on every day. I mean, we have an empty netter, can close the game out there, and they come back and tie it. So it's a lot of character in this room, and that's how we won tonight.
Couple of power play goals for the Panthers last night, and then 7-for-8 on the penalty kill. Pittsburgh did tie the game, as he alluded to there, when Evgeny Malkin scored with 41.5 seconds to play in regulation time. But Panthers wound up getting the 2 points when they won the shootout, and it was Sam Reinhart who sealed the deal last night. Here is Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on, he just liked how his team played last night.
That was awesome. I mean, you're on the road, and we've had not a whole lot of rest here in this month, so we had over 15 minutes of penalty killing, which is a grind, and I think we had about 3 minutes of power play. So we handled it incredibly well. I thought they were a confident group killing. I liked their third best of all, which is a good sign, because I thought, you know, you're wearing half your bench out and the other half is freezing to death. But we were good in the third. I liked it. Liked the way we played.
So Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. So the Panthers bringing a three-game win streak into tonight's game. The Panthers and the New York Islanders will hit the ice tonight at 7:30 on Long Island. Of course, we will have all the action for you across the Panthers radio network. Big game for each of the two teams. The Panthers getting a look at the Patrick Waugh-led New York Islanders. Tonight, the Panthers going in to the action. Second place in the Atlantic Division, 64 points in 48 games. 5 points back of the Boston Bruins, who have 69 points through 48 games. Panthers continue to win, putting pressure on the Boston Bruins, who currently hold that top spot in the Atlantic. Pretty impressive number for the Panthers. Not only, as I mentioned, the fact that tonight will be the Panthers' 26th road game in a 41-game road slate in the regular season. Game number 49, of course, overall for the Panthers. But Panthers looking for their 17th road victory this evening. That's something that's been a real strength for this team as the first half has gone along. The Panthers' ability to win games on the road. The New York Islanders, on the other hand, it's getting late early for them on the schedule. The Islanders currently 4 points back of the Detroit Red Wings, who currently own that second wild card spot in the Eastern Conference through the same number of games played. The Islanders, though, have to find a way to jump past the New Jersey Devils, who have a couple of games in hand, and they're also on the outside looking in with the same number of points as the Islanders, 51. The Islanders would like to get some separation between themselves and teams like Washington, Pittsburgh behind them. So again, a lot on the line, and you're starting to see a little bit of a divide as far as the pursuit of these playoff spots in the Eastern Conference. Fortunately for the Panthers, though, they find themselves currently with a seat at the table and pretty firmly entrenched there right now. Still a lot of runway to go in this regular season as they played 48 out of 82 games. Tonight, game number 49, but the Panthers right now find themselves 7 points up on the third place Tampa Bay Lightning, and they find themselves 11 points up eight points up on the Toronto Maple Leafs in that Atlantic Division race. So the Panthers starting to get some separation between themselves and the teams around them. Panthers have themselves pretty firmly into a spot right now, and they'll look to continue to solidify that standing. Looking at tonight's game against the New York Islanders. So the Panthers and the Islanders tonight. We're on the air with Panthers preview at 7 o'clock. We'll drop the puck at 7:30, and then the Panthers will have a chance to catch their breath after this one. And it won't be until February the 6th that the Panthers will play game number 50 on the regular season slate when they take on the Philadelphia Flyers at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. That's going to be Tuesday, February 6th at 7 when the Panthers kick off a three-game homestand. And as I mentioned off the top tonight, the Panthers in the month of February are going to play 11 total games and 7 of those on home ice. So all this time on the road in the early part of the season, it's going to pay off in the Panthers' favor because they're going to have a home-heavy schedule here in the month of February and a chance, as I mentioned, to solidify that current standing that the Panthers have where they find themselves in second place in the Atlantic trying to climb the ladder. Folks, the Panthers app is the brand new home for all things Panthers hockey. Download the Panthers app today at floridapanthers.com. Stay up to date on all the latest news, videos, stats, scores, sales, foundation updates, and so much more. And folks, it's 5 o'clock in Sunrise. Join your Panthers for Margaritaville Day when they host the Detroit Red Wings on Saturday, March 30th. Purchase the specialty ticket package today. Claim your limited edition Panthers Margaritaville Hawaiian button-down while supplies last. Go to floridapanthers.com for tickets today. We're going to step aside. We're going to come back. We'll talk with Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com and the Territory Talk podcast. We'll chat about all things Panthers, talk about the win streak, the week that was, talk about tonight's game against the Islanders, what the upcoming time off can mean for the Panthers. We'll talk about the All-Star campaigns of Sam Reinhart and Sergei Bobrovsky. They'll be representing the Panthers at the All-Star festivities in Toronto. We'll look ahead to that home-heavy month of February. Lots to get to with Jameson Olive coming up on the other side of the break. Doug Plagans here with you getting started on Panthers Insider. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back, Panthers Insider, on a Saturday morning. As always, Doug Plagans coming to you from New York. It's the Panthers and the Islanders tonight. This road trip, this two-game road trip, is going to finish out just as quickly as it got started. The Panthers began the trip with a 3-2 shootout win over the Pittsburgh Penguins last night. Came right over to New York. They'll take on the Islanders tonight. Then it's the All-Star break for the Panthers, and they hope to take a four-game win streak into the break. If they can get the win tonight, come out to Pucks and Pints Beer Fest presented by Funky Buddha Brewery on Saturday, February 24th at Amerant Bank Arena. Sample unlimited beer, listen to live music, watch the Cats defend home ice against the Washington Capitals at 6 o'clock that night. Portion of the proceeds benefits the Panthers Foundation. Must be 21 or older to enter. Go to floridapanthers.com for tickets. So the Panthers and the Islanders tonight, 7:30. We're on the air with Panthers preview at 7. Tune in across the Panthers radio network, and you can also catch us on the Panthers app. Joining us now from FloridaPanthers.com, from the Territory Talk podcast, which you can find wherever you find your podcasts, Jameson Olive, kind enough to stop by. You also know him from the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast. Jameson, good morning. And well, first of all, what did you think of the Panthers' third consecutive win, that win in Pittsburgh last night in somewhat dramatic fashion?
Well, you know, it was a frustrating game to watch, obviously, with how the calls were going there. But I think the most impressive thing for me and the thing I liked the most is the Panthers didn't get frustrated. Yeah, things got a little chippy. Yeah, they got a little angry. But in the end, they stayed composed and they got the job done. And you look at everything that kind of went into that game, you know, the penalty kill goes 7-for-8, the power play gets a goal, and they were still the better team at 5-on-5. There wasn't a ton of 5-on-5, but the Panthers doubled up the Penguins in expected goals, so they still won all the areas of the game they should have won. They just spent a little bit too much time in the box. So taking a step back, I still loved the game. I love how they performed, and I just love, you know, and a lot of guys talked about it after the game, just how this team stands up for each other. In the moment, you know, anyone tries to push them around, they push right back and usually push a bit harder than they got pushed initially. And I love that. I think that matters come playoff time. We saw that in the playoffs last year, how important that was. You know, this team is feisty, they're chippy, they're aggressive, and they love kind of having that adversity. They love kind of being pushed around a little bit, I think. We saw that in the playoffs. They were the underdogs the whole playoff run, and they fed off that. And anytime they have, you know, they find that reason to feel like someone's doubting them or someone's, you know, against them or someone's, you know, not being fair to them. They just play that much better. And I think that's, you know, what got them to the Stanley Cup final last year. And I love that it's still there this year. And I think it's going to carry them again.
Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com here with us. And great points there, because they did thrive in that underdog role last spring. And they came into this season not going to surprise anybody. This is a team that came in known to be a contender, of course, in the National Hockey League, in the Panthers night to night. When they, as you said, when they, if somebody tries to push them around, they push right back. And Jameson, in mentioning that, love the willingness of the Panthers, every guy on that team, to stand up for the guy next to him. In mentioning that, I thought a great point Paul Maurice made this week is they're able to play emotional games like Wednesday, where you knew that there was going to be, there were going to be some subplots to the game back on Wednesday, but they don't let it force them out of their regular game plan. They don't let it deviate from the objective at hand. The Panthers managed to stay on task getting the 2 points. They've been doing that much more often than not, but they're able to handle these emotional situations as well. Plain and simple, Jameson, I think you'd say the same, but I think that's a key trait for a team that wants to make a deep run in the spring.
It really is. You know, systematically, they just execute every time, no matter what they're doing. And I think, you know, what is at the core of that is what Paul Maurice kind of, you know, he's told us a couple times. The Panthers have a couple rules, basically. They play a very simple system. They have a couple rules. And, you know, if you mess up the rules, they just hammer right back to you and they say, you broke one of the rules. Here's what you did. Here's what you got to get back to doing. And I think, you know, the Panthers, they follow those rules. Those are like the Panthers' commandments. And they stick to them every day. You know, they play a hard style game. They play an up-tempo game, but they don't play an overly complicated game. So every guy knows what they need to do. Every guy knows the rules they have to follow, and every guy holds the guy next to them, you know, accountable to doing those things. No one wants to let their teammates down, and that just makes every player each, you know, better every night. And you talk about, you know, occasionally getting fired up and maybe taking a penalty, but if you take a penalty doing like what you did last night where you're standing up for your teammates, every guy that's then going on the penalty kills, they're still fired up. No one's saying, oh, man, I can't believe we're on the penalty kill. They're saying, that guy just went out and defended our guy. Now let's get him back by killing off this penalty, you know, and moving forward. So accountability is a big part of it. You know, like I said, both among, you know, coaches and players. But I think between, you know, guy to guy, teammate to teammate, it really does matter.
Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com here with us. We spent some time on it back in the first segment, but Paul Maurice moving into second place on the NHL's all-time games coached list, into some very exclusive company there near the top of that list. Just a really cool honor, and I, you could tell that it meant a lot to Paul back on Wednesday. You could tell that it meant a lot to the players as well. Cool to see him hit that milestone in a win. When you think about the fact that he moved into second on the NHL's all-time coaching games coached list, what does that milestone mean to you when you think about it? Because like I said, I look at that and I just think, you know, wow, he's into some pretty rarefied air.
It's the evolution to me. It's the willingness to change your game. It's the willingness to learn and get better as a coach. And so many times in professional sports, especially hockey, which changes a lot, you see a guy who was a great coach for a generation, for, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, and then the game changed, they couldn't adapt. And then, you know, then they just become a guy that was a great coach. And you look back on it and say, yeah, he was a great coach, but now he's gone. Whereas Paul Maurice has been, like you said, 1,800-plus games. That's someone that's been through multiple generations that's, you know, evolved with the game. The game has changed so much since he started coaching. And it's not just with how he looks at it. It's with how he judges it. You know, in scrums, he's always talking about certain analytics that he loves and looks at. That's not something he was doing, you know, when he got started. Those things just didn't exist. So I think the most impressive thing is that evolution, the fact that Paul, you know, like the players, is open to learning. He's open to getting better every day. He's open to changing his game. He's not stubborn. He never gets stuck in any type of way or anything like that. He's also got a great support staff. You know, Jamie Compin, Tuomarutu, Savan Lefay, you know, all those guys, Rob Talis, goaltending coach, Miles Speed, video coach, you know, he's got a great staff, and I think that matters too. You know, every stop you go on, you get to assemble your team, and I think here in Florida, he's assembled a great staff, which is only going to make him that much better and make him, you know, love coming to work that much more each and every day. But it's also, you know, really nice to know that, you know, I think Doug, he's 300 or so away, maybe games coached from the top spot, and I think, you know, he's still a really young guy. He got started coaching in hockey really young. He's got a lot of, you know, hockey left here with the Panthers. The Panthers are just kind of at that start of this window that's really opening for them. So there's a chance he ends up at the top guy, you know, down the road, which would be great to see. And I think when you think about that, the only other thing you think about is, yeah, that's awesome, but he also deserves to win. You know, just like a lot of those players on the Panthers team, he also deserves to win that Stanley Cup for all that he's given to hockey, you know, throughout his life, all the time, blood, sweat, and tears. So you definitely hope to see that down the road.
Yeah, Panthers head coach Paul Maurice moving into second on the NHL's all-time games coach list a couple of games ago. So now the Panthers taking on the New York Islanders this evening. The Panthers closing out the pre-All-Star break portion of the schedule. So, Jameson, first, what stands out for you for tonight's game against the Islanders? And I guess on top of that, are you looking forward to seeing what the Islanders look like under Patrick Waugh? That was the seismic news that hit the wire in the National Hockey League about a week or so ago when he was named the new head coach of the New York Islanders. Certainly a couple of reasons to look ahead and magnify this one here tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game. And, you know, you talk about Patrick Waugh, and Doug, you and I have talked in the past, the Panthers defensive prospect Evan Nass, who won a Memorial Cup with Patrick Waugh as his coach over in Quebec in the QMJHL. And he actually said, you know, he's a great coach. He loved playing for him. And I'm sure the New York Islanders will as well. So that's nice to see. I think he's going to do great. It's great to have Patrick Waugh back in the league. I think he's just a guy the NHL needs to have around. You know, such a legendary goaltender and a legendary personality. But in terms of how the Islanders might look different, I think it's too soon. I don't see them looking maybe more different than they did a couple weeks ago. Yeah, they want to play great for the new coach. Yeah, they're going to be fired up, but still a lot of the same pieces, personnel. It's going to take a while for Patrick Waugh to, you know, establish probably what, you know, his system, how he wants the guys to play. We saw it last year, you know, with Paul Maurice. It took half a season for this team to really click into Paul Maurice's system. So I wouldn't expect too many changes there, but I think I will expect a ton of desperation from the New York Islanders. They're kind of in the exact spot the Panthers were heading into the All-Star break last year, where they want to go into the break on a high note. They need to feel good about themselves. They need to set themselves up to come back after the break and go on a nice run to really lock in that playoff spot with their new head coach. So we'll see what happens there, because for the Panthers, they're in a great spot. They got a great cushion. You know, regardless of what happens in this game, they're going to be feeling great coming back from the break, heading into that playoff push in the second half. But that being said, you know, they're not going to sleep on this game. The Panthers, I don't think once this season, have looked at a game and said, yeah, we'll give, you know, 80% for that, 80% for that one. This isn't a huge game for us. They give 100% every time. They're going to find a reason to get fired up for this one. Like we said, just like last night, something's going to happen in this game. They're going to feel slighted, and they're just going to kick it up a notch like they always do, because they want to enjoy this break as well. They want to feel good going into it. They're already feeling good regardless, but this would definitely be a nice little cherry on top. And you know, it's a road building. The Panthers love the booze. They love to be the villains in the road building, and I think it's going to fire them up.
Yeah, the Panthers looking to keep that road win streak intact when they hit the ice tonight. Last thing for you, Jameson, and in mentioning the road, and you and I have talked about this on Territory Talk. I talked about it back in the opening segment, but the fact that the Panthers are playing their 26th road game, only 15 road games left, only one road game left outside the Eastern time zone. The Panthers have had a grind of a road schedule throughout the first nearly 50 games of the season to come out of it with the record they have. How advantageous can it be schedule-wise now for the Panthers with the record they have post-All-Star break to be playing a home-heavy schedule like what they've got on tap?
It's massive. Like you said, that was the ultimate test at the start of the season to get through all those road games, because then you look ahead and say, let's just get through this, and the second half is going to be a lot, you know, smoother sailing. But they not only got through it, they're in a great spot after it. So, you know, between, you know, quality of opponents, between home-road splits, between the time zones, the second half sets up really nicely for the Panthers to kind of cruise into a playoff spot there. And you hope at this point, you know, they're not too far behind the Boston Bruins. You know, the top spot in the Atlantic Division, another division championship, that's going to be up for grabs here in the second half, which I'm sure would be a nice feather in their cap heading into the postseason. But obviously, the ultimate goal, no matter what, it's always the Stanley Cup. So just a little cherry on top there. But for the Cats, you look at the home road splits, and I think, you know, yes, they've been such a good road team. Yes, they're on this great road winning streak right now, but they love playing at home. You know, they love sleeping in their own beds. They love the home fans. You know, the arena's already been packed this entire season, but you got to think as the season goes on and on, we get close to the playoffs, and then come in playoff time, it's only going to get that much crazier like we saw last year in the postseason. So I think for the Cats, it's advantageous not only just for the games themselves, but also it just makes, you know, getting ready for the playoffs that much easier when you're not traveling all the time, and you get to really kind of zone in, focus, settle in, and get ready.
Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com. Kind enough to stop by on a Saturday morning. Jameson, we'll let you get back to your breakfast and rest up for the game tonight. Jameson, thanks again for joining us.
Sounds good. Thanks, Doug.
That's Jameson Hall of FloridaPanthers.com. We'll step aside. We'll come back, tell you what's on tap across the National Hockey League. In addition to Panthers Islanders, 7:30 tilt tonight here from Long Island. So the Panthers and the Islanders tonight. What else is coming up? We'll tell you on the other side of the break. Gearing up for a Saturday across the National Hockey League. Doug Plagan's with you. It's Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagan's with you. Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass. Big thanks, Jameson Olive, for stopping by. Quick segment before we wrap here on Panthers Insider. Lots of action across the league here on this Saturday. The Bruins at the Flyers for a matinee till 12:30 Eastern. The Capitals at the Stars. Predators at the Oilers. Buffalo heads into San Jose. The Coyotes will visit Carolina. New York Rangers will take on the Ottawa Senators in Ottawa. Montreal at Pittsburgh for the Penguins. Second end of a home back-to-back. The Devils at the Lightning. Toronto heads in to take on Winnipeg. Vegas at Detroit. Anaheim at Minnesota. 10 o'clock Eastern. Chicago at Calgary. And the Blue Jackets visit the Vancouver Canucks tonight. Of course, the Panthers and the Islanders, 7:30. Panthers and the Islanders from Long Island. You can join us across the Panthers Radio Network for that one. 7 o'clock Panthers preview. 7:30. We'll drop the puck and we'll take you every step of the way tonight. That's all the time we have here on Panthers Insider. Again, big thanks to Jameson Olive for stopping by. Thanks to Marcos Gonzalez for the great work on the other side of the glass, as always. And we invite you back when the Panthers take on the Islanders tonight. You can catch us across the Panthers Radio Network, beginning with Panthers Preview at 7, ahead of the 7:30 puck drop. I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks for being along here on Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Our festivities in Toronto. We'll look ahead to that home-heavy month of February. Lots to get to with Jameson Olive coming up on the other side of the break. Doug Plagans here with you, getting started on Panthers Insider. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back, Panthers Insider, on a Saturday morning. As always, Doug Plagans coming to you from New York. It's the Panthers and the Islanders tonight. This road trip, this two-game road trip, is going to finish out just as quickly as it got started. The Panthers began the trip with a 3-2 shootout win over the Pittsburgh Penguins last night. Came right over to New York. They'll take on the Islanders tonight. Then it's the All-Star break for the Panthers, and they hope to take a four-game win streak into the break if they can get the win tonight. Come out to Pucks and Pints Beer Fest presented by Funky Buddha Brewery on Saturday, February 24th at Amerant Bank Arena. Sample unlimited beer, listen to live music, watch the Cats defend home ice against the Washington Capitals at 6 o'clock that night. Portion of the proceeds benefits the Panthers Foundation. Must be 21 or older to enter. Go to floridapanthers.com for tickets. So the Panthers and the Islanders tonight, 7:30. We're on the air with Panthers Preview at 7. Tune in across the Panthers Radio Network, and you can also catch us on the Panthers app. Joining us now from FloridaPanthers.com, from the Territory Talk podcast, which you can find wherever you find your podcasts, Jameson Olive, kind enough to stop by. You also know him from the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast. Jameson, good morning. And, well, first of all, what did you think of the Panthers' third consecutive win, that win in Pittsburgh last night in somewhat dramatic fashion?
Well, you know, it was a frustrating game to watch, obviously, with how the calls were going there, but I think the most impressive thing for me and the thing I like the most is the Panthers didn't get frustrated. Yeah, things got a little chippy. Yeah, they got a little angry. But in the end, they stayed composed and they got the job done. And you look at everything that kind of went into that game. You know, the power play goes the penalty kill goes 7-for-8. The power play gets a goal. And they were still the better team at 5-on-5. There wasn't a ton of 5-on-5, but the Panthers doubled up the Penguins in expected goals. So they still won all the areas of the game they should have won. They just spent a little bit too much time in the box. So taking a step back, I still love the game. I love how they performed. And I just love, and a lot of guys talked about it after the game, just how this team stands up for each other. And the moment, you know, anyone tries to push them around, they push right back and usually push a bit harder than they got pushed initially. And I love that. I think that matters come playoff time. We saw that in the playoffs last year, how important that was. You know, this team is feisty. They're chippy. They're aggressive. And they love kind of having that adversity. They love kind of being pushed around a little bit, I think. We saw that in the playoffs. They were the underdogs the whole playoff run, and they fed off that. And anytime they have, you know, they find that reason to feel like someone's doubting them or someone's, you know, against them or someone's, you know, not being fair to them, they just play that much better. And I think that's, you know, what got them to the Stanley Cup final last year, and I love that it's still there this year, and I think it's going to carry them again.
Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com, here with us, and great points there, because they did thrive in that underdog role last spring, and they came into this season not going to surprise anybody. This is a team that came in known to be a contender, of course, in the National Hockey League, and the Panthers night to night, when they, as you said, when they if somebody tries to push them around, they push right back. And Jameson, in mentioning that, love the willingness of the Panthers, every guy on that team, to stand up for the guy next to him. In mentioning that, I thought a great point Paul Maurice made this week is they're able to play emotional games like Wednesday, where you knew that there were going to be some subplots to the game back on Wednesday, but they don't let it force them out of their regular game plan. They don't let it deviate from the objective at hand. The Panthers managed to stay on task, getting the 2 points. They've been doing that much more often than not, but they're able to handle these emotional situations as well. Plain and simple, Jameson, I think you'd say the same, but I think that's a key trait for a team that wants to make a deep run in the spring.
It really is. You know, systematically, they just execute every time, no matter what they're doing. And I think, you know, what is at the core of that is what Paul Maurice kind of, you know, he told us a couple times. The Panthers have a couple rules, basically. They play a very simple system. They have a couple rules. And, you know, if you mess up the rules, they just hammer right back to you and they say, you broke one of the rules. Here's what you did. Here's what you got to get back to doing. And I think, you know, the Panthers, they follow those rules. Those are like the Panthers' commandments. And they stick to them every day. You know, they play a hard style game. They play an up-tempo game, but they don't play an overly complicated game. So every guy knows what they need to do. Every guy knows the rules they have to follow, and every guy holds the guy next to them, you know, accountable to doing those things. No one wants to let their teammates down, and that just makes every player each, you know, better every night. And you talk about, you know, occasionally getting fired up and maybe taking a penalty, but if you take a penalty doing like what you did last night, where you're standing up for your teammates every guy that's then going on the penalty kills, they're still fired up. No one's saying, oh, man, I can't believe we're on the penalty kill. They're saying, that guy just went out and defended our guy. Now let's get him back by killing off this penalty, you know, and moving forward. So accountability is a big part of it. You know, like I said, both among, you know, coaches and players. But I think between, you know, guy to guy, teammate to teammate, it really does matter.
Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com here with us. We spent some time on it back in the first segment, but Paul Maurice moving into second place on the NHL's all-time games coached list, into some very exclusive company there near the top of that list. Just a really cool honor, and you could tell that it meant a lot to Paul back on Wednesday. You could tell that it meant a lot to the players as well. Cool to see him hit that milestone in a win. When you think about the fact that he moved into second on the NHL's all-time coaching games coached list, what does that milestone mean to you when you think about it? Because like I said, I look at that and I just think, you know, wow, he's into some pretty rarefied air.
It's the evolution to me. It's the willingness to change your game. It's the willingness to learn and get better as a coach. And so many times in professional sports, especially hockey, which changes a lot, you see a guy who was a great coach for a generation for, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. And then the game changed. They couldn't adapt. And then, you know, then they just become a guy that was a great coach. You look back on it and say, yeah, he was a great coach, but now he's gone. Whereas Paul Maurice has been, like you said, 1,800 plus games. That's someone that's been through multiple generations, but, you know, evolved with the game. The game has changed so much since he started coaching. And it's not just with how he looks at it. It's with how he judges it. You know, in scrums, he's always talking about certain analytics that he loves and looks at. That's not something he was doing, you know, when he got started. Those things just didn't exist. So I think the most impressive thing is that evolution, the fact that Paul, you know, like the players, is open to learning. He's open to getting better every day. He's open to changing his game. He's not stubborn. He never gets stuck in any type of way or anything like that. He's also got a great support staff. You know, Jamie Compen, Tuomo Ruutu, Savan Lefebvre, you know, all those guys, Rob Talis, goaltending coach, Miles Spivadio coach, you know, he's got a great staff, and I think that matters too. You know, every stop you go on, you get to assemble your team, and I think here in Florida, he's assembled a great staff, which is only going to make him that much better and make him, you know, love coming to work that much more each and every day. But it's also, you know, really nice to know that, you know, I think Doug, he's 300 or so away, maybe games coached from the top spot, and I think, you know, he's still a really young guy. He got started coaching in hockey really young. He's got a lot of, you know, hockey left here with the Panthers. The Panthers are just kind of at that start of this window that's really opening for them. So there's a chance he ends up as the top guy, you know, down the road, which would be great to see. And I think when you think about that, the only other thing you think about is, yeah, that's awesome, but he also deserves to win. You know, just like a lot of those players on the Panthers team, he also deserves to win that Stanley Cup for all that he's given to hockey, you know, throughout his life, all the time, blood, sweat, and tears. So you definitely hope to see that down the road.
Yeah, Panthers head coach Paul Maurice moving into second on the NHL's all-time games coach list a couple of games ago. So now the Panthers taking on the New York Islanders this evening. The Panthers closing out the pre-All-Star break portion of the schedule. So, Jameson, first, what stands out for you for tonight's game against the Islanders? And I guess on top of that, are you looking forward to seeing what the Islanders look like under Patrick Waugh? That was the seismic news that hit the wire in the National Hockey League about a week or so ago when he was named the new head coach of the New York Islanders. Certainly a couple of reasons to look ahead and magnify this one here tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game. And, you know, you talk about Patrick Waugh, and Doug, you and I have talked in the past, a Panthers defensive prospect, Evan Nass, who won a Memorial Cup with Patrick Waugh, his coach, over in Quebec in the QMJHL. And he actually said, you know, he's a great coach. He loved playing for him. And I'm sure the New York Islanders will as well. So that's nice to see. I think he's going to do great. It's great to have Patrick Waugh back in the league. I think he's just a guy the NHL needs to have around, you know, such a legendary goaltender and a legendary personality. But in terms of how the Islanders might look different, I think it's too soon. I don't see them looking maybe more different than they did a couple weeks ago. Yeah, they want to play great for the new coach. Yeah, they're going to be fired up, but still a lot of the same pieces, personnel. It's going to take a while for Patrick Waugh to, you know, establish probably what, you know, his system, how he wants the guys to play. We saw it last year, you know, with Paul Maurice. It took half a season for this team to really click into Paul Maurice's system. So I wouldn't expect too many changes there, but I think I will expect a ton of desperation from the New York Islanders. They're kind of in the exact spot the Panthers were heading into the All-Star break last year, where they want to go into the break on a high note. They need to feel good about themselves. They need to set themselves up to come back after the break and go on a nice run to really lock in that playoff spot with their new head coach. So we'll see what happens there, because for the Panthers, they're in a great spot. They got a great cushion. You know, regardless of what happens in this game, they're going to be feeling great coming back from the break, heading into that playoff push in the second half. But that being said, you know, they're not going to sleep on this game. The Panthers, I don't think once this season have looked at a game and said, yeah, we'll give, you know, 80% for that, 80% for that one. This isn't a huge game for us. They give 100% every time. They're going to find a reason to get fired up for this one. Like we said, just like last night, something's going to happen in this game. They're going to feel slighted, and they're just going to kick it up a notch like they always do, because they want to enjoy this break as well. They want to feel good going into it. They're already feeling good regardless, but this would definitely be a nice little cherry on top. And you know, it's a road building. The Panthers love the booze. They love to be the villains in the road building, and I think it's going to fire them up.
Yeah, the Panthers looking to keep that road win streak intact when they hit the ice tonight. Last thing for you, Jameson, and in mentioning the road, and you and I have talked about this on Territory Talk. I talked about it back in the opening segment, but the fact that the Panthers are playing their 26th road game, only 15 road games left, only one road game left outside the Eastern time zone. The Panthers have had a grind of a road schedule throughout the first nearly 50 games of the season to come out of it with the record they have. How advantageous can it be schedule-wise now for the Panthers with the record they have post-All-Star break to be playing a home-heavy schedule like what they've got on tap?
It's massive. Like you said, that was the ultimate test at the start of the season to get through all those road games, because then you look ahead and say, let's just get through this, and the second half is going to be a lot, you know, smoother sailing. But they not only got through it, they're in a great spot after it. So, you know, between, you know, quality of opponents, between home-road splits, between the time zones, the second half sets up really nicely for the Panthers to kind of cruise into a playoff spot there. And you hope at this point, you know, they're not too far behind the Boston Bruins, you know, the top spot in the Atlantic Division, another division championship. That's going to be up for grabs here in the second half, which I'm sure would be a nice feather in their cap heading into the postseason. But obviously, the ultimate goal, no matter what, it's always the Stanley Cup. So just a little cherry on top there. But for the Cats, you look at the home road splits, and I think, you know, yes, they've been such a good road team. Yes, they're on this great road winning streak right now, but they love playing at home. You know, they love sleeping in their own beds. They love the home fans. You know, the arena's already been packed this entire season, but you got to think as the season goes on and on, we get close to the playoffs and then come in playoff time, it's only going to get that much crazier like we saw last year in the postseason. So I think for the Cats, it's advantageous not only just for the games themselves, but also it just makes, you know, getting ready for the playoffs that much easier when you're not traveling all the time. And you get to really kind of zone in, focus, settle in, and get ready.
Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com. Kind enough to stop by on a Saturday morning. Jameson, we'll let you get back to your breakfast and rest up for the game tonight. Jameson, thanks again for joining us.
Sounds good. Thanks, Doug.
That's Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com. We'll step aside. We'll come back, tell you what's on tap across the National Hockey League. In addition to Panthers Islanders, 7:30 tilt tonight here from Long Island. So the Panthers and the Islanders tonight. What else is coming up? We'll tell you on the other side of the break. Gearing up for a Saturday across the National Hockey League. Doug Plagan's with you. It's Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagan's with you. Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass. Big thanks, Jameson Olive, for stopping by. Quick segment before we wrap here on Panthers Insider. Lots of action across the league here on this Saturday. The Bruins at the Flyers for a matinee till 12:30 Eastern. The Capitals at the Stars. Predators at the Oilers. Buffalo heads into San Jose. The Coyotes will visit Carolina. New York Rangers will take on the Ottawa Senators in Ottawa. Montreal at Pittsburgh for the Penguins. Second end of a home back-to-back. The Devils at the Lightning. Toronto heads in to take on Winnipeg. Vegas at Detroit. Anaheim at Minnesota, 10 o'clock Eastern, Chicago at Calgary, and the Blue Jackets visit the Vancouver Canucks tonight. Of course, the Panthers and the Islanders, 7:30. Panthers and the Islanders from Long Island. You can join us across the Panthers Radio Network for that one. 7 o'clock Panthers preview, 7:30. We'll drop the puck, and we'll take you every step of the way tonight. That's all the time we have here on Panthers Insider. Again, big thanks to Jameson Olive for stopping by. Thanks to Marcos Gonzalez for the great work on the other side of the glass, as always. And we invite you back when the Panthers take on the Islanders tonight. You can catch us across the Panthers Radio Network, beginning with Panthers Preview at 7, ahead of the 7:30 puck drop. I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks for being along here on Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.